I don't know. You know, nobody really does that here.
I think it's my issue. I'm more worried.
Yeah. Well, and we invited those people. You know, why should we need a sign-up sheet?
Well, the problem is a lot of people see this kind of a maybe somebody else's but this was what he had come up with, which I think is very unbelievable. So,
right. That's what we don't get in the past. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? I'm good.
That's it.
She was close. My flight got in about 40 minutes ago. I just ate the one day student fee. Well, I didn't, and it's
empty. So they are.
Well, so I was hoping that I would be able to. Yeah.
I'm doing more than one day.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah, it works out. Yeah. The problem is, I was thinking, well, if it's in the hotel, I can totally do it. But you can't look at the locations on the web because they don't want people doing exactly what I was going to try and do. Nope, they're only in the hotel.
Well, I have to be able to
Oh, yes. Right, but you have to already have paid your fees at that point.
And I didn't find out how official the couple days ago I arrived when we filled you with tonight. Sure.
All I can do is just stand up and that's my really
thing. Where does that help?
None of these things are so confusing and it's kind of a crapshoot, I find. San Francisco, it's very similar, huge, 14,000 meeting, this program is this thing, it's like,
and then the second section, yes.
That's great. We got this. Yeah.
Airborne was special. I guess you're just a little sanitary. Airport is so close. Yeah.
Yeah, and what I can do is I actually have this. Let me just.
So you're in the grid. Yeah. We have our laboratories. Our final laboratories.
Which you can.
What's your background?
Or.
My background's.
So I had to get.
Right. Oh, you tried to. That's really bad. You know that's bad.
Alright.
Oh, you don't need that.
Well, no, I don't.
No, yeah, yeah. I'll keep these. I was just going to make a quick announcement. I was trying to get out of here earlier. Let's see it real quick. I'm just going to welcome them. I should have been doing this for other sessions. Yeah. So they know, so it'll be more engaging.
Okay.
Okay. And I say some other surveys too.
Okay.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. This is my name is Dr. Jacoby Wilson. I'm the chair elect of the section. Just want to make a quick announcement. I'd like to welcome you to this session, and I hope you've been enjoying the conference. We're really interested in getting people who are interested in the section to sign up to join this section, and people who are also already members of the section. To learn more about, you know, opportunities to participate in the section. So please do that. And I'll have sign-up sheets in the back if you want to sign up to learn more about the section. In addition to that, we have a survey that will be going around. We're trying to get some data on the quality of our sessions so we can get some funding to bring more students to the conference and to expand our speakers for the conference. And so please put down the session ID and also your badge ID, because we're going to give out a free registration. So it's very important. So the more sessions you go to where you fill out surveys, the more chances you have of getting a free registration. So that's all I want to say, and thank you for being here. Okay. So I'm going to put this in the back. And I'll hand these out for you.
Thanks, Jacoby. I didn't actually know there was a free registration involved. I would have been filling out more surveys. So this is I forget actually what session number this is, but this is the session that's the U.S. Climate Change Science Program listening opportunity, and that means it's really a chance for you to provide the U.S. Climate Change Science Program with some input and feedback on the directions you would like to see the U.S. government engage in the future in terms of climate change. So my name is Alan Deary. I'm the moderator. I'm at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. We have a very distinguished group of panelists, I would call them at this point, who are intended to give you very short overviews of a number of topics related to climate change and human health. And really most of this session is, as I mentioned, intended to be a listening session for us to listen to you to give us your opinions. So that's basically what I've just said, that we're here to obtain your input and your feedback on where you think U.S. Climate change science should go in the future. Just so you know a bit about the U.S. Climate Change Science Program, really all you need to know, and I realize that this is a black box to most people, all you need to know is that this is the federal government's major effort and major means of planning, coordinating, and integrating all of the research that the U.S. government conducts and supports in terms of climate change. So there are 13 federal agencies or departments that are members of the CCSP, that's the government acronym for the Climate Change Science Program. Howie Frumkin and I represent the Department of Health and Human Services and the whole gamut of the U.S. federal government, from energy to transportation to NSF and NOAA, are members of this Climate Change Science Program. It has developed a strategic plan that is 5 years old at this point, and these are the major goals within that strategic plan. The first three, I would say, are really related to helping us better understand the physical sciences related to climate change. How does climate change occur? Who's responsible for it? Those kinds of questions. And I would say personally that CCSP and the government and the researchers that it supports have done a reasonably good job of trying to address those first three goals. The last two relate more to the impacts and the adaptation and the mitigation and the risk management and communication aspects of climate change. I would say those are, again, just as a personal view, more the opportunities for future research and more in terms of future engagement of CCSP as well as you. So CCSP is the major effort across the federal government to coordinate all of the research that the different departments and agencies conduct. You might ask, what does it do? It does not actually fund anything itself. All of the separate agencies and departments fund their own research activities. What it does do is produce, if you look down at the bottom right-hand part of that slide, a number of reports, which are called by this jargon of synthesis and assessment product. So what it attempts to do in that domain is to collate, integrate, and synthesize all of the data on a particular aspect of climate change research. And then it carries out an assessment of those data to try to identify the state of the science in that specific field, as well as the research gaps in that field. There are about 21, yes, of these synthesis and assessment products that CCSP has produced over the last few years. And you'll hear right after me from Chris Ebby, who will tell you about the one that is related to human health. And CCSP, just so you know, is engaged in a strategic planning process now to try to renew and reinvigorate that strategic plan, which is 5 years old, and also because, as all of us know, there will be an upcoming change in administration, and a lot of transition planning is going on related to that. So this current listening session is just one part of that whole planning process that CCSP is undertaking. There will be a lot of these listening sessions this afternoon, for example. Some of us are going down the road to Scripps Oceanographic Institute to have a similar listening opportunity. So these are taking place all across the country in an effort really to engage all the audiences, I don't like this term, but all the stakeholders that that CCSP has, to really give them an opportunity to tell us what and where we should be headed. So I will come back to the discussion questions, which are really just a framework to try to initiate the discussion a little bit later. Let me just end by saying, if you have additional comments or you don't want to speak here, you can feel free to provide those comments at any time to this email address. So, we're going to give you just a few short presentations to try to give you a general overview about climate change and human health. And the first of those is from Chris Ebby. Chris is an independent consultant who's conducted research on impacts and adaptation to climate change for more than a decade. And she's been very involved in authoring a number of the IPCC and CCSP reports related to climate change and human health. So she'll tell us about some of that work.